Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Flying Turtle Podcast. My name is Terry, and I'll be your guide for this little journey. Today's episode is about negative self-talk. Negative self-talk can be a killer. Anytime it shows up, it can kill your joy of living. And if it is constant and intrusive, it can lead to thoughts of harming yourself, just so you can be free of it. It is not the voice of God. God would never command you to harm yourself or anyone else. God wants you and everyone else to be alive and happily living out your purpose. It is your subconscious mind intruding into your conscious thoughts, trying to bring your attention to a deep wound that it doesn't know how to heal. It is you as a child, feeling frightened, feeling helpless, feeling pain. And now it is angry, so it is lashing out like any child might do. That voice has no desire to be gentle or kind, and it knows you because it is you. And it hits you where you are most vulnerable. We can get in the habit of listening to that voice and taking on its pain and helpless anger, and over time, this can destroy our self-esteem, leaving you feeling worthless, maybe even thinking about just ending it all. And this can afflict some of our most sensitive souls most deeply. But the world wants you to stick around because you have magic in you that we're all waiting for you to share. And we need it. Because the world needs more magic and not more death. So please, don't listen to that voice. Practice trying different ways to divert it or shut it down until you find something that works for you. Try picturing it as a stream that you can divert to the side, at the back of your head, before it gets into your conscious thoughts. And just let it flow onto the ground while you go on about your business. Pick something else to think about. Anything that lifts you up or gets something done. But if your mind stays empty, something will fill it, and it will probably be that negative talk again, because it's right there, and it's what you've grown accustomed to. So, find something else to fill that empty space. Something that you want to be there. Something that will make you smile, make your heart leap. If you work with energy, try shifting it into light and just let it disappear into the universe. Try changing the language into something you don't understand or nonsense like da 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 and just let it flow, because then it's just noise, but at least it's not damaging you. Perhaps the best solution is to try listening for a different voice. One that seems like it's coming from a higher place and is more gentle and loving. That is the voice of God. And it's been there the whole time. Tune into that voice and maybe write down what it has to say, and see if it leads you in a better direction. There's a good chance that it's the voice you've been discounting for your whole life as being too good to be true. Well, if you listen to it, that's exactly what could be true. Does that voice fill you with love and light and hope? If it does, then congratulations, you've found it. If it doesn't, then keep looking. It's in there. It's a voice that is so close that it's hard to distinguish it from your own, but you can with practice. You could try an experiment to see if it's real. For a while, maybe for a month, spend some time every day writing down what that better voice is saying without editing or judging it in any way. Just write down what's there as honestly as you can. And then at the end of the month or so, go back and read what you wrote. I bet you'll be amazed at what you find. I'll also bet that that other voice, the darker one that wants you to hurt yourself or others, will be a lot quieter, much easier to ignore. If it works, keep listening and keep writing, and take what you have received to heart, even if it seems too good to be true. Because it can be true. You just might not believe it yet. If it doesn't work, keep looking for something that does. We need you here, not on the other side. I bid you peace.